first it's just playing a show, and then it's playing a show in another city, and then it's playing a show overseas. And we got to the point where we're doing all that kind of all the time. So, you know, you move your goals a little upward each time.
Faithful fans, international tours, and critical acclaim. Not bad for a self-described band that set out to do nothing. And even more reason for the hold steady to stay positive. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Where did all the great rock bands go? Back in 2002, that question led a group of Brooklyn-based musician pals to form their own, but just for fun. Turns out a few other people liked the sound, and now the Hold Steady is not just a hobby, but a rock and roll job. It's also a sound that's gelled over the course of four albums, with the new record Stay Positive expressing the raw energy and outsider optimism of a young, twitchier Springsteen turned up to 11. Bruce is, in fact, one inspiration behind the band's character-driven tunes. And when host Rich McLaughlin caught up with the Hold Steady at FUV, they talked more about songwriting and fitting it into their crazy schedule.
The last record was really our first release to come out internationally, and it obviously doubled the time that we were able to spend on the road. And I think that we realized that we wanted to get another record out right away, so we sat down and talked about it. We realized that we'd probably have to start writing it on the road if we wanted to plan to be in the studio around the holidays sometime. It seems like we've always booked studio time or set when we wanted to go in, and then kind of like, all right, well, we better have something ready. Everybody really worked really hard to get the songs together and getting ideas down on laptops and hotel rooms and backstage after sound check and stuff like that. So, you know, it came together in a different way for us, but, you know, it worked well for us. It was really cool. It was fun to do.
When it comes a time when the scene will seem less sunny, and it'll probably get druggy, and the kids will seem too skinny, and there's gonna come a time she's gonna have to go with whoever's gonna get her the highest. There's gonna come a time when the true scene leaders will forget where they differ and get big picture, cause these kids at the shows, they'll have kids of their own. Sing-along songs will be their scriptures.
Craig, your lyrics tend to be, to me, pretty elaborate, a lot of times story-based. I'm just curious as to some of the singer-songwriters or people that you looked up to.
Well, I think the obvious one is Bruce Springsteen, Bob Dylan. And sort of the more punk rock stuff, coming out of the alternative punk rock thing, people like Paul Westerberg, Blake Schwarzenbach from Jawbreaker and Jets to Brazil was a big one when I was growing up. Those are the ones that really come to mind, actually.
What's your favorite Dylan song?
My favorite Dylan song, I think, is probably Tangled Up in Blue.
Yeah, I was going to say that, or like Lily Rosemary and the Jack of Hearts. Some of those, because you do tend to tell stories.
Sort of has that, yeah. Telling the same story from a different angle, I think, is really cool. Like, that's the first song I remember being aware of that.
I think she drove a new Mustang. I guess it might be a rental. What the hell? Tell me a story, man. In twilight, she looked alright. In daylight, she looked desperate. That's alright, I was just a chill. Yeah, I'm pretty sick of this interview. Sabina, in Texas, sequestered.
Sequestered in Memphis, live music from the Hold Steady, recorded in FUV Studio A. Check out more in-studio interviews and performances online anytime at WFUV.org.